escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1966, NASA launched Surveyor 1, its first attempt to soft land a space probe on another body in the solar system, rather than just colliding with it.
Surveyor, a far more complex spacecraft, was designed to make a soft landing on the moon. But once safely down, it would also send back TV pictures of a possible Apollo landing site. The first Surveyor worked perfectly, made its planned soft landing, and sent back more than 11,000 pictures of a small area in the Ocean of Storms.
Surveyor 1's mission was a complete success as it landed on a region of the moon known as the Ocean of Storms, returning photos and data from the lunar surface. Surveyor 1 and its later cousins in the Surveyor series helped to answer the question of whether the lunar soil would support a heavy landing vehicle or allow it to sink like quicksand. Meanwhile, in 1971, Mariner 9 was launched on a mission to orbit the planet Mars. It took 6 months to reach the red planet, where it became the first man-made satellite to orbit another world.
As it circles the planet twice a day, it will photograph and gather data for at least 3 months, mapping 70% of the planet's surface. The two small moons of Mars, Phobos and Deimos, will also be closely scrutinized. Mars appears to have gone or is going through some type of planetary evolution. The main question is whether it is an evolving planet or a decaying one.
Its cameras began their mapping assignment to survey the surface of Mars until ground controllers at NASA realized that Mariner 9 had arrived just in time for an unusually severe global dust storm to cover the whole planet, delaying the mapping mission until early 1972. From there, Mariner 9 successfully mapped the entire surface of Mars in under a year. Born today in 1908, voice actor Mel Blanc.
What's up, Doc?
And in 1934, Russian cosmonaut Alexei Leonov, the first man to walk in space, was born. In 1936, actor Keir Dulley was born, the human star of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the doors.
Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
TV writer Michael Piller was born in 1948. He helped to turn around Star Trek The Next Generation and make the show successful, and went on to create two of its spin-offs, Deep Space Nine and Voyager. Deep Space Nine cast member Colin Meaney was born today in 1953.
But don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Chief, I can't operate under those kinds of restrictions.
At least, promise me you won't do anything to get us court-martialed.
On this day in 1967, actor Claude Rains, the first to portray the Invisible Man on film, died. In 1980, Peter Gabriel released his third self-titled solo album. His first and second solo albums were also called Peter Gabriel. And in 1983, Atari 2600 owners got to shift into high gear with the release of Activision's colorful all-weather first-person racing game, Enduro. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod will be procedure. The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.